I'm back and I'm welcoming you guys into another episode of Speaking Wrestling, episode 62, guys. It's been a while since we've done this, but I'm back. Hope you guys had a great year. WrestleMania was this past weekend, and man, I gotta say, I enjoyed it for the first time in a year. Fans back in the stands. Oh man, it felt so good to have the audience back in the stands. And wrestling, it felt once again great. So I'm here to talk about it. I'm also here to cover one of a great match that was covered on Kurt Angle podcast a few weeks ago. And I decided, because it is 20 years since it's been since the year 2001, right? 20 years since 2001. And that is a very, very important year in WWE and in pro wrestling history, but is one that is forgotten about. And I'm going to do my best, guys, to talk all about 2001 this year. Join me. Don't get too sick of 2001, guys. But again, I'll be covering the rest of what's going on in WWE, AEW, pro wrestling. Also, reviews. This week, guys, we're going to do a playback. Again, we're going to do Rock taking on Kurt Angle, No Way Out, 2001, guys. Let's get to it. If you don't have Peacock, guys, and still have the WWE Network, kudos to you guys, because Peacock, man, it's holding up, but it's not WWE Network. So if you guys still have your WWE Networks, go ahead and fire that up. If you have Peacock, fire up the cock. But if you don't have either of those, don't worry, guys, I got you. So I decided to pick out a match that is for free on YouTube, and anyone can find us out right now on your phone. If you guys want to join me along, head on over to YouTube. Just look up 2001 No Way Out. Just type in Rock versus Kurt Angle. I'm sure it's going to come up. Type in 2001 WWE. I'm sure it will come up, guys. So while you guys are doing that, I want to give you guys where you guys can find us. And if you have any questions, any comments for the podcast, please, please send them in over at Speaking Wrestle on Twitter and Speaking Wrestling on Instagram, guys. If you guys are ready to go, let's get to it. All right, so here we are. No Way Out 2001 live in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center, guys. This was an unbelievable night, guys. This was a great pay-per-view. The lineup at this time, 2001, it's one of those lineups where if you look back at the roster that was there in 2001, it is unbelievable. I mean, top talent, Hall of Famer guys. I mean, these two right now headlining this pay-per-view. I mean, Kurt Angle, who is an iconic figure in pro wrestling and in wrestling. And then The Rock, who is the most electrifying man in all of entertainment. And here they are, having another classic. These two had a great matchup for the WWF Championship back in No Mercy. Kurt Angle winning his first WWF Championship in only 11 months. I mean, that's a hell of a career. Hell of a start for anybody to ever come in WWE. I think the next person after Angle that had an explosive start was Brock Lesnar, who we would see maybe in about a year and a half. After this, really, Brock would come into the scene about a year later and just start blowing through guys. Angle being his biggest opponent and his biggest mountain to climb at WrestleMania. That's another episode for a later time, guys. But look at this. Russian leg sweep by The Rock. Unbelievable stuff, man. The one thing I really liked about The Rock and everybody that really worked 2001 style. And again, guys, you're going to hear me talk about 2001 a lot. And that's kind of the point. Because we're celebrating 20 years of this unbelievable, forgettable year. It boggles my mind whenever WWE, they do these highlight reels and they do these packages. And they're always doing the same stuff, showing you the same highlights from the same SummerSlams, the same WrestleManias, the same stuff. But they don't ever go back to 2001 or even 10 years for that matter. Back 2011, which is another great year. And we're going to be covering 2011 this year. Trust me. There's something about the ones that make WWE just that great. But anyways, 2021, it's looking to like a great year. I mean, it's one of the best years so far. The start, it's been really great. Bianca Belair winning the Royal Rumble and having her moment this past Sunday at WrestleMania, excuse me, this Saturday, over Sasha Banks in what was a great main event. If two women were going to close out WrestleMania 37 and you told me it was going to be Sasha and Bianca Belair, I'd be all for it. And I would have been right. Great matchup. Kudos to them, too. But, man, what a match these two are having. And back to the point I was making. These guys back in 2001, I mean, the work rate, I'm not to say that it's not as great. I really think that the guys and the girls working today's style are tremendous. They can do almost everything that we haven't seen in years before. 2001, it was a different style. Guys were really working, and you had to work. That's one thing about guys like The Rock and Kurt Angle, is these guys were ring generals. Anything happens in the ring, something goes wrong, these guys know where to call it. They're top pros. The Rock, look at this, right hands, here we go. This is one of my favorite things about The Rock and Kurt Angle, was Angle can sell those right hands by The Rock. And now they weren't close fist right hands by The Rock, but Angle's just selling them. And then the flip over the top rope, look at this, belly to belly over The Rock. Angle is a suplex machine, dude. This guy was the top of this game, and he had to be. You're swimming with sharks in 2001. Kurt Angle's first year in the business. Now, he's having a great year, and he's got, you know, the support of Vince. He's got the support of the locker room. He's making a hell of an impression on the veterans, guys like The Undertaker, guys like Triple H, Austin, who have been there, who are the top stars. But he's still treading water. Though he is the WWE champion at this point, in a way, he's a transitional champion. We're really just setting this up for Austin and Rock at the biggest WrestleMania of all time, WrestleMania 17, which we'll get to. However, Kurt Angle, back to him, he's still a rookie. Now, just because he's the top guy, he's the champ, he's working main events, he's still learning. He still hasn't really got the full Kurt Angle. He's not the killing machine that he could be. That's why Vince McMahon decided to turn him heel a few years later and turn him into a submission machine. That's where we saw Kurt Angle going against Shawn Michaels and, you know, WrestleMania 21. Great stuff there, but Angle is still here, still finding his ways, still, you know, being a fan favorite with the audience, and still being that, you know, whiny bitchy heel that is, thinks he's better than everybody, which, you know, he can back it up. And then that's why you like him as you know, a baby face or as that underdog. And we will see Kurt Angle's rise here in 2001, unlike we saw the year before. Now, 2000 was one of his most impressive years. It's his rookie season, rookie year. And he blew everybody away. And it looked like he was getting that rocket push, that rocket strap, you know, tied to his ass. But, you know, we'd go on to see in 2001, he'd have a bigger year because he'd play a bigger role than he did in 2000. 2000, he was the rising star. Hey, we got a new face. He's great. He can work heel. He can work fit. He work baby face. It's good stuff. 2001, we needed him to step into the role of, hey, you're the guy. You're going to be the face of the WWE. You're the top baby face. Austin turns heel in about a month after this. Angle is given that opportunity to run as the face. Rock was in and out Hollywood. At this time, Rock was looking to do WrestleMania. And I believe right after that, he was going to start filming Scorpion King. Yeah, he starts filming Scorpion King right after WrestleMania 17, comes back for that whole invasion angle after he's done with the filming of the movie. And that's really the time where we saw Kurt Angle step it up. And we'll get to that. We'll get to the July and August where Angle's really shining, coming into the player that, you know, you think he's supposed to be into. Right now, I think Kurt Angle is just riding this wave of his rookie season. Now here you see The Rock and Angle both laid out in the middle of the ring. Good call. Right. This is a great call right here. We got we got Taz and Michael Cole calling the SmackDown side. Good stuff. I really love this stuff at this time. Rock goes over the top. Total pros, as you can tell. They're working their time. That's the main event. Man, The Rock can sell like nobody. He can sell, and he'll sell for any. He won't sell for anybody. He'll sell for the guys that, you know, really put in work. I mean, The Rock's a true pro. You know what I mean? But he knows he's in here with a guy that Rock likes working with, Angle. Rock knows also he needs to put Angle over in a way. Yeah, he's taking the title off of him and, you know, walking into WrestleMania as the champ. But Rock knows that the company needs more faces. They need more top players at this time, especially with The Rock going in and out of Hollywood. So I love this. I love this stuff right here. This work is amazing by The Rock. Look at that. Nice shot. And here comes the big show. What the hell does he want? Ugh. Ref takes a bump. Angle now goes up. Gosh. So much height on that. Now, Rock. That's impressive, man. I mean, The Rock, you know, Rock's about, you know, 275, 265. He's about 6'5", 6'6". And Big Show's just picking him up like he's a pillow. I mean, Big Show comes out here. Really, really, this match did not need Big Show to come out and chokeslam everybody. I mean, it did not need that at all. Now, I know that they're kind of telling the story about, you know, Rock and Big Show were kind of having a little feud in the Royal Rumble in the previous month. And Big Show was looking to be the guy, you know, to win the Royal Rumble. And he was going to, you know, challenge Kurt Angle. I just think it's unnecessary right here. Big Show is, you know, he's back. Remember, this is a time where Big Show, who was sent down to OVW the year before, when he was doing those Hulk Hogan impersonations on SmackDown, which was terrible. I mean, the guy was, you know, doing really well, WCW. But of course you're doing well. You're a big giant. You're being pushed by Hulk Hogan and the NWO. You come to WWE, you get that big push, your opening night with Vince and Stone Cold in a cage match at St. Valentine's Day Massacre. And then about a year later, you're the big slow. And again, you know, look, I'm not to come down on Big Show. Big Show is probably the first person to recognize that during this time it was not his best time. But what could have been the Big Show? I mean, he's looking great now down in AEW doing commentary, pushing a lot of these new young guys. Good for him. But, man, what could have been had the Big Show been in the best shape of his life back in 2001 when you needed a guy like that? Oh, man, this is something you don't see a lot back in the days, too. You know, a lot of the referees being kind of part of the show. Now, they're not, you know, making themselves part of the show, but they are part of the show. You used to recognize the refs. You used to care for this. I mean, look at this. Mike Chioda selling it. I mean, dude, he just took a huge chokeslam. I don't think Mike Chioda is really selling that. I mean, he's probably really fucking hurt. Earl Hebner comes in here. I mean, Earl is calling all the Rock's matches pretty much in 2000, 2001. Earl's that guy, man. And Earl's noted to be one of the greatest referees of all time. I just really think he's famous because he's right there. You know, he's always been there. But if you watch a lot of Earl Hebner's matches, Earl Hebner makes a lot of mistakes. I mean, sometimes pisses the Rock off a little bit too much. Oh, look at this stuff. Ankle lock right here on the Rock. This is your money shot right here. This is your money shot. This is right here what you came to see. But, man, what a follow-up. Yeah, if you don't recall this pay-per-view, it was Austin and Triple H ending their long feud in a three stages to hell match. And it was unbelievable. Good stuff. One of the best matches of 2001. As a matter of fact, WWE at the end of 2001, they did a best of 2001, you know, countdown of the best pay-per-view matches. I think just our best matches of the year. And it was on USA. This is back when they got the holidays off and they just do a best of. And they did a best of WWE 2001. And the best match was Austin Triple H at this pay-per-view, No Way Out 2001. Again, another one of those great gems that is forgotten about, not really mentioned again. And I don't know why not. It's one of the, you know, for a lot of these guys, this was a good time. 2001. I mean, if we're talking about Chris Jericho, his biggest career was 2001. You know, Angle, 2001. Austin is 2001. Now, if you really think, really, Austin's biggest year was 2001. Hey, WrestleMania 17, Austin turns heel, Invasion, wins the title, comes back, wins the Rumble. Austin had the biggest year in 2001. The Rock had an unbelievable year 2001. Don't forget, 2001 was the year that Triple H tore his quad and spine on the pine by The Rock. So 2001, I'm telling you guys, it's one of those years that WWE just seems to gloss over. And I don't know why. But anyways, here we see The Rock dancing, getting up to his feet. And all, just like that, into the people's elbow. Yeah, and look at the people. They love this. They love this. This is why they came down to the strip for some WWE. And after all that, Angle kicks out on the two count on the people's elbow. This is some good stuff right here, man. This is some really good shit right here. I mean, that Big Show entrance was totally, totally unnecessary. But the rest of this match, straight A shit. Straight A good shit, man. Yeah, just The Rock not having any more of Earl right there. And oof. Angle with the low blow. Catches The Rock there. Earl didn't see it. Earl once again. Earl, where the fuck were you? Where the fuck were you, Earl? Come on. They got the people's champ down. Now here we got Angle. He's working this corner right here. Working the turnbuckle. Right in front of the referee, too. And the referee, look, the referee ain't doing shit about that. I'm telling you guys. I'm telling you, Earl. Earl, all this talk about Earl Hebner needs to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. I'll tell you the reason why he's not in the Hall of Fame. Oh, you see that rock bottom? Oh, right in the corner. See right here? Angle. Angle just used that exposed turnbuckle that he exposed right in front of the referee, uses it, and the referee doesn't disqualify him. I'm telling you, Earl. 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 No, but this is good shit, man. Besides Earl, and we're gonna see some more shenanigans here, close to the finish. But I mean, they're just reeling the people in right here. And Angle taking off one of those elbow pads, it's just not sticking to him. He ain't liking the feeling. Here he goes. Here comes a Rock working that comeback. Angle. Just that low kick down of the leg, and The Rock just is selling it. Boom. Taste of his own medicine right there. Earl. Earl, where were you on that? God, fuck. That was a rock bottom. Check this out. Earl just held up the count on the fucking rock bottom. That right there was the finish. The people. Look at all those people. They knew that was the finish. That rock bottom was huge. And look at this, man. Look at this. Poor Kurt has got to fucking eat this one right here. Just like that, Rock, the new WWF champion, on his way to WrestleMania 17 to defend it against Stone Cold Steve Austin in the main event. This was a good match. This was a good match. A little sloppy on the way to get there, guys. But again, two pros. Two pros, Kurt Angle, Rock, showing you how it's done. And man, it's been a really long time since these main events have really felt like main events. from the very beginning to the very end of this match, the intensity was there. And that's what I love about the work of these two guys. And really, what 2001 was bringing, guys. So, that's going to do it for this match, guys. I really hope you enjoy this, me covering No Way Out 2001. Next episode, guys, going to keep going down the line. WrestleMania 17 is up next. Join me for that one. Have any questions, comments, any match you want to see me review, talk about, or talk over, hit me up on Twitter at Speaking Wrestle, Instagram at Speaking Wrestling, guys. And I'll see you next time. Later. Got a podcast or have an idea to start a podcast? Download the Anchor app today. It's available for iOS and Android. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free. Yeah, that's right, for free, which you can use straight from your phone or computer. Anchor provides you with creation tools, allowing you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great every time. They even help you distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Once again, download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.